Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
My weekend just zipped on by. It was ridiculous. We had people come in from out of town, Knickknack side of the family, on Friday, like after the show, and it was just nonstop the rest of the weekend. And a lot of it fell on us for hosting. And grilling and doing a brunch, and thank God it's done. Really good, though, to catch up with all the family that came in that we have not seen in a long time. It got a little weird because a lot of them are aging.
Okay.
You know, so there was a lot of like, wow, I haven't seen you in like 15 years, and man, you're getting you're getting up there.
Yeah.
And Nicole's dad, bless his heart. I was talking about his siblings because all the siblings were together. And he's like, well, this is probably be the last time we're all together where we're all alive.
Oh, I
was like,
no.
And he said it multiple times.
Oh, goodness.
I'm like, dude, harsh.
Is that what you do? You just get to a point where you accept it and you start talking about it openly, making people uncomfortable? Is that
pretty much
is that what happened?
And it was brought up like 3 or 4 times.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I
at
know.
All.
I was a little, I was like,
can you just,
no.
Can you just be a little quieter about your demise? Because I don't want
to
hear it.
Like, you start thinking about it, and you know, siblings, they'll go off to different parts of the country, and then y'all are, you know, starting to be mid 70s and all that. And you get together in one spot, and then you're probably thinking, well, one of us is going to eat it, you know, and this could be the last time.
No,
I mean, kept bringing it up, though.
When you start, like, breaking it down into reality terms,
yes.
Like, my mom did that the last Christmas I went home because she was just like, you've only came home for 3 Christmases since you left, like, 25 years ago. And I was just like,
she's like, I'll be dead soon.
I know, and, like, when they break it down like that, like, by Christmases, by summers, by meetings, when you're all going to see each other, like, it really kind of, I think they do it because also you just want to hang on to them longer, right? You're like, don't ever leave. I don't want to miss you ever again. No, you're like, leave right now.
Well, by Sunday afternoon, I was like, well, yeah.
You're ready? Well, it was a good last visit. See ya.
Yeah. I mean, and like, I was standing there with Knickknack's dad as his sister was walking away at the end and they were loading up and it was just me and him and he's dropped it again. Well, that's probably the last time I'll see her alive. I was like,
the candor with that guy. What?
I go, well, it sucks getting old, huh?
No, what do you say to that?
What do you say to that? And he's like, well, we're all going to be there.
How do you respond? I mean, what do you turn it? So have you picked out your casket? Like,
well,
like,
as a matter of fact,
where do you go with it?
You know what else they did while we were there? What? They showed us pictures of, God, what were they calling it? Whatever, wherever, the hole that you put your cremains.
The plot?
It's not a plot. They were calling it something else.
Your gravesite?
No, it's you know, it's the hole in the wall.
Yeah. Oh, the mausoleum?
Yeah, but they had a funny name for it. I don't remember what it was. Anyway, they started showing us pictures that they picked it out. So they've got their names on it, and they've got their born date, and they're just waiting for the expiration date.
Seen. Yeah, they showed and you?
They're like, and they're doing selfies in front of it.
Their forever resting
this
place?
This is our next home.
They're doing selfies? Is that what you
selfies
do now?
Selfies in front of your gravesite.
What?
I know.
I don't like that.
I don't like it one bit.
Is this like a requirement? Like,
I don't know, but I was like, well, that's different.
Didn't they learn this in a class as
but
you get older?
Then it got me thinking, like, maybe I want to do that. Like,
I guess it's good planning, but
Grumpa says crypt on our text line.
Oh,
no,
crypt.
They weren't. Niche? Maybe it was the niche. Somebody just said niche. Maybe it was the niche.
I don't know.
I don't remember what they called it.
I don't like any of it, though.
But yeah, so I was like, well, did you, like, take the front off and, like, put your head in there so you can kind of see, you know?
Because
that's about the size of it, right?
I'm thinking of all the people I go to visit in the graveyard when I go home. I don't think any of them saw their spot before they went there. Like, you
doesn't
know,
it get you like, thinking, though? Wouldn't you like to see your spot? Have
I don't
picked
think
out
I
and
would.
Ready to rock?
Not really.
I think it would be awesome to have the spot if you're getting buried and then go and lay there.
No!
And then look up at the sky and be like, this is going to be my view. This is, I can, you know.
That's scary.
Why not? That's kind of fun.
I don't like that tree right there. I need another spot. What
you're
do you
like,
mean?
You're like, oh, this would be nice. There's birds chirping, and there's a beautiful evergreen, and you just lay there in your spot. You wouldn't do that?
I think I'd like
that. Or is
that
like bad mojo? Like,
I think
it's going to be here sooner than you want it to be.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed
you gotta
to take
put
selfies.
That on.
I don't know. But anyway, they had selfies in front of their hole.
I don't like it.
And I think that was the line her dad used. He's like, well, we just need an expiration date on there. You know, we're all going to be dead the next time you see us. like, dang. Stop it now. Yeah. Who wants a Danish?